It's The Bill Murphy Show, a daily one-on-one 30-minute interview between people from all walks of life. Available daily at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
With Music Friday for Friday, January 28th, 2011. After a brief hiatus there of shows, very busy week. But at least we had a Music Friday episode last Friday with So-So's, and we continue today with another great one. Brought to you as usual by Lulu's Bait Shack. Live original music every Wednesday night and gigantic fishbowl drinks and fresh Florida seafood, all found at Lulu's Bait Shack in the heart of Fort Lauderdale Beach in Beach Place. Today, it's the Adam Ezra Group. I've been looking forward to having the Adam Ezra Group on, and in particular, to represent the band is Adam Ezra himself, I believe, calling me from somewhere from the cold New England area. What's up, Adam?
How you doing, Bill? Thanks for having me. And yes, it is cold up here, man.
Well, I just spent a few days in New York myself, so I do know how cold it is up there right now. And You know, you've been around it since at least college and then in your early days, so I'm sure you're used to the weather by now. And, you know, let's start right there and just talk about the mood of your band's music. You know, you can make a little bit of a joke about it, but it is kind of cold weather music. Would you not admit that a little bit?
I don't really know what cold weather music sounds like.
I think I'm kind of just making that up, like cuddle around, you know, snuggle up around the fire with your girly kind of music. You know what I mean?
Well, that's cool. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's funny. I mean, I would certainly love to have our music played in that environment for sure. I'll tell you, one of the things that I love about New England and the Northeast is the different seasons. And I know that our favorite, this is my least favorite of seasons as far as playing music, although we do a lot of ski mountains and stuff like that. My favorite is the sunny summer afternoon and the show under the sunshine. So I hope our music is a sunny, summery kind of music as well, man.
No. And I didn't mean that in a negative way at all. It also was inspired from seeing those tour dates coming up, and I saw a few in Stowe, Vermont, like you said. Mountainside kind of stuff. And I mean, so do you guys end up playing in a lot of cold environments? I mean, by default?
Absolutely. I mean, well, at least. You know, up until very recently, I mean, I'm from Boston, and most of our touring has been in the Northeast up until recently. But actually, we've started this last year getting to really spread around the country, and that's been super exciting for us. In fact, we had our first Florida shows with Rusted Root a couple months ago that were amazing. I love getting down there whenever I can.
Oh, now, had I been turned on to you guys before now, I definitely would have been there at the shows, and I'll catch you next time.
That's
for sure.
All right. We'll be coming back, man. We'll get you on board.
Looks good. Now, I've really enjoyed listening to your music and getting into it, and I want to share some of your music with my audience and then also give your fans and faithful, you know, kind of an inside look at you and the band and the making of all these songs. So in the short half hour that we have, we're going to try to squeeze three of these in. Now, your most recent work, it's kind of exciting, and I want to know and get into the nuts and bolts of the production part of it. You got to work with Aaron Johnson on these tunes, and I guess it goes without saying that it brought your stuff to the next level, but did Aaron bring to the table what you heard in your head for, you know, the next phase of the music, and how much of it was just his magic where you just went, okay, wow, do whatever you want, you know?
There was certainly a lot of that. I mean, Aaron, he is a brilliant producer. He not only has a very solid vision for what he wants, and sometimes that was completely different than what I was expecting, and I loved what came out of it.
But he
also has the ability to really kind of be thoughtful and conscientious of the musicians that he's working with and really kind of help them express what they're trying to express in their song. So it was, it definitely, I think, brought our sounds to the next level. And it was such a fun experience for us. It kind of happened kind of suddenly out of the blue. And it was just so much fun and such a great opportunity.
Now, on that note, I want to go ahead and let everybody, anybody that's new to you, kind of get familiar with it and hear what it is that you were just talking about. So for those of you who have the headphones or got your computer hooked up to speakers, this should be a treat. Let's check out Miss Hallelujah. And then after that, I want to talk to you about what the genre is of this band after we listen, because in a world with a million different genres, we're going to talk about where you could go with this band. Here's Miss Hallelujah from the Adam Ezra Group. It's Music Friday, everybody. Check it out.
You can't stay or you can run. Either way, you got miles to go. And I can hear you cry. But you know you don't have to worry about it now. I'm gonna stick it in. I'm gonna fight the fight, yeah. And you say you wonder why, but you already know. Take our fortunes, please. And we're all just trying to move you. So could you be kind on days like these? It's a city that never sleeps. I can feel it rattle in its cage. But beauty sometimes hides in the strangest of places. Dear Miss Hallelujah, won't you take our fortune? Just trying to move you. So could you be kind on days like these? You gotta step out on your own sometimes. You gotta make it feel like home sometimes. Cause it's all you're gonna own. This life is gonna please. And we're all just trying to move you. So could you be kind on days like these? I said, could you be kind on days like these? I said, could you be kind on days like these?
Adam Ezra Group, Miss Hallelujah, from EP Part 1, only 3 songs on that EP. What a tease, Adam. You play those, it leaves the listener begging for more. So.
Thank you, brother. We are working on the rest of the album as we speak.
Oh, excellent. Oh, so these will all be part of an entire package then when it's all done. All still.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually a crazy story how the album came to be. There's this website called PickTheBand.com.
Right.
And they were doing a contest for Boston bands, and you know, we decided to kind of sign up. We didn't really know what they were all about. We, you know, But we said, oh, we'll check it out. They've got some great music on the website, you know. And we entered the contest, and we ended up winning. And Pick the Band ended up, you know, the prize was to record a song. And they got so excited that they signed us to a development deal. And they ended up having us do these three songs that's on part one. And when we finished those three songs with producer Aaron Johnson, who we were talking about earlier.
How did Aaron, and well, let me interrupt you though. How did Aaron Johnson become part of that project? Was that part of the prize or no?
It was a complete surprise to me. I mean, I honestly had no idea what to expect when someone says, we're going to take you into the recording studio, record a song, you know. These days, that could mean anything.
Of course.
Into their Uncle Larry's basement. You
know, right,
I mean,
right.
Recording onto his, you know, his MacBook. So, you know, you just don't, you have no idea. But when they came back and they said, yeah, we've signed up Aaron Johnson to be the producer, we kind of, we all looked at each other and we were like, really? Is this really happen? Well, all right, let's do it, you know? And it was just, it's been kind of like a little bit of a fairy tale road ever since.
Okay, now then tell me how this evolves into the rest of this album. Does that mean Aaron Johnson's going to be working on the rest of the album with you?
Yeah, we've recorded another. We were just out in L.A. We were recording with Aaron again, and we recorded the next batch of tunes, and hopefully they're getting mixed right now. We're hoping to release him the full album, including these three tracks. Part one by the end of 2011. That's our goal.
That's
so we'll
awesome.
See if we can pull it off.
Yeah,
I'm very excited.
Well, it sounds like you're on the right track, and I can almost hear the smile on your face as you talk about it, man. This is.
And I'm so excited. You know, it's so hard as an indie band to be able to. It's a completely different. You know, I'm a songwriter, and that is my favorite art form. And we as a band are performers, and we love that. It's a completely different art form altogether to go into a studio and be able to capture a beautiful sound on a recording. And it is just so challenging as a little indie project to have the resources to do that.
Now that you say indie, I mean, I think your band represents the sound of your band, your guys' generation, where you're from, the whole unity of it. And the integration of all the technology, Facebook, the social platforms and everything that's out there, you guys are jumping on board, all of it. And being independent, I see you're doing a fine job of all your other art forms. You seem to be a very good writer. I would think you probably have talent writing short stories or books because of the way you write. And you're incorporating that into endearing your audience through Facebook and your other connections and stuff. So I think the timing must be great with you guys because you seem to be jumping on board with the technology as well with the, you know, staying up to date with the music as well.
Yeah, well, it's funny these days, you know, unless you've got some real big time, fat cats behind you.
Yeah.
You really need to be able to do so many different things. To connect with your audience. And that's, you know, and that's honestly, it works out well for us because we love connecting with the people that care about our music. So it's a treat for me to be able to do a bunch of blog writing. And we make these really idiotic video blogs as well that we're always posting, and we're always on Facebook chatting with our fans. And, you know, it's kind of, that's where we like to be, kind of in the trenches, hanging with the people that are, you know, supporting us and allowing us to do what we love to do.
One of the funny moments I laughed out loud at was looking through your bios on the website, and when you get to Turtles, who's a percussionist for you guys, the line he writes is, if you're reading this bio, that means you've probably made it through Adams. Congratulations. And I thought that was really a nice representation of the kind of sense of humor you guys have with each other. And I guess it shows on stage and in the songs.
Turtle especially is like, he is, you know, he's always there. He doesn't sing, but he has his own microphone.
Because, you know, oh, really?
Whenever I tend to get excited when I'm on stage and I tell stories and I'm talking to, you know, and it's like, I always know when, like, I've been talking too long because, you know, like, I'll hear Turtle's voice piping, you know, it's like, any day now, brother.
His voice is like the music at the Academy Awards when somebody goes on with a speech too long.
Totally.
That's awesome.
Totally.
All right. So if you listen to Miss Hallelujah, I wanted to get into this right away. How do you pinpoint the genre that you're... Because let's face it, and nowadays we have genres, we have subgenres, we have pop subgenres. You know, we have genres that are made up with new bands as they come out. Now, you've been called acoustic rock. You've been called roots rock. You're touring with Rusted Roots, so I guess there is kind of a connotation there. you fall in line also with the bands that made it to the pop level, like the Dave Matthews Bands and the Black Crowes and such. So where would you pinpoint it? What's the genre you would most like to be called when someone's referring to the Adam Ezra Group?
You know,
and don't forget Cuddle Up by the Fire music genre too.
Nice. You know, I can't always talk about it. One of the challenges for us is that we love to do so many different things with music. You know, I play a lot of acoustic solo stuff, you know, which is very singer-songwriter folk. You know, we do a lot of stuff with me playing acoustic guitar, and we have, you know, songs that tell stories in them, and that is very acoustic rock, folk rock, or whatever. But we also have... You know, we're very much a live band up north when we're touring, and we have a big following, you know, a lot of, you know, we get placed a lot of times with other jam bands.
Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right. The stuff that we're coming out with the help of Aaron Johnson, who, you know, did all the Frey albums. It's, you know, and the stuff is coming out very, there's like pop in there, and there's kind of straight ahead rock.
And you're okay with that.
Oh, man, the more the merrier.
Right.
I love so many different forms of music. I wish it was, you know, it's like, it's nice to have, when you're a band that's really kind of spreading your wings and people are finding out about you a lot, it certainly is nice to have an elevator pitch. These guys sound like this. It is this kind of music.
Yeah.
We have never been one of those bands that could, you know, be very quickly described in a, you know, 2-second description. But, you know, we call ourselves roots rock, acoustic roots rock, you know, it's, you know, but we never really know what that means. It's hopefully a placeholder to get somebody to actually, you know, say, all right, well, I'll check it out and listen. And you know, once they do, they, you know, no matter what they're expecting, they're usually happy.
And I think if you're keeping them guessing, that means you're doing something right. You know, if you're not being pinpointed.
Sure.
So that's great. So, okay, let's listen to another track. This one's called Taken Off Today. Another one from that EP part one of the first three songs to be part of this complete project, hopefully out by the end of 2011. Tell me a little bit about why you wrote Taken Off Today, how you wrote it, and how you got it together. And again, sort of, is it sounding the way it did in your head before you started, you know, writing down the idea?
Sure. Well, this was a song that was inspired by us touring in the Northeast. And you know, you pass all of these old mill towns in the Northeast that, you know, are these kind of husks, these kind of shells of
right.
what they once were. And I always, you know, drive through these towns and think about all the stories in them. And I'm fascinated by that. So Taken Off Today is a story song about, like, you know, a young couple that grew up in one of these mill towns. They're trying to find the courage to leave the only place they've ever known.
Wow.
And, so that's it in a nutshell. And, you know, and Aaron totally helped me craft this song. When it started off, it was verses and pre-choruses. And he said, you know, Adam, you got to try and go back and write a chorus to this thing. And it was a push in the direction that I needed. I came back with a chorus that we all just loved. And so, you know, from that point on, it just was smooth sailing.
And here it is. Taking Off Today, we're listening to the Adam Ezra Group on Music Friday.
Your daddy told you you would rise above the rundown shadows of this town you love. But bussing tables seems to pay the bills. Your mama's legacy, your test of will. You're the ragtop angel, your amazing grace. Time to gamble on the life we'll chase. Take
Adam Ezra Group and Taken Off Today from EP Part 1, as we have Adam Ezra himself on the show today sharing the music with us. It's great to hear the stories behind these songs and then, you know, immediately hear the song right after. It's like my favorite part about doing this show. And then you get to hear that chorus that you were talking about that didn't exist until you got into the studio, and then to hear it all come together. What a great sounding song. And there, you know, I mean, you're taking... a genre that's supposed to be sort of underground and then giving it that pop sound. That song could be a hit on the radio, you know?
Totally, totally. It's definitely, this has been a really exciting project in that regard, I feel like, through the folks that picked the band, you know, kind of allowing this to happen, and Aaron producing the album. It's really giving us a chance to get our music out to a much broader audience, and that's super exciting to think about.
And I want to thank Roy from Pick the Band for hooking us up together and getting you on this show today, and we look forward to getting a lot more acts from Roy's outfit in the future. What a great job they're doing. Now, Adam Ezra Group is based out of Boston. They've been called some of Boston's best acoustic roots rock. They got gigs coming up in February in Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont. We've got the link to their webpage, which is very well laid out right here on the show page for you to kind of browse through while you're listening to the show here today. Now, Adam is a Colgate grad, an environmental geographer. I guess we could talk about global warming with you for another hour if you had it. And being from Boston, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that you're Bruins, Red Sox, Celtics, Patriots fan.
Yeah, that's that's about the size of it.
And we could get it because, you know, you can't live in that area and not be all, you know, tied up with all four of those teams.
That's how it goes, brother. For sure.
So what is the deal with the environmental geography that you studied? What did you learn? And can we get a brief opinion about how we're treating this planet from what you learned in college?
It was
no pressure or nothing.
I had an amazing experience in college. I went to Colgate in upstate New York, which was even colder than Boston, if you can imagine.
Yep.
And, you know, when I went to school, I was mostly excited about playing lacrosse, which, you know, they had a Division I team that was recruiting me to play. And that's really, you know, coming out of high school, that's really kind of,
yeah,
you know, all I wanted to do. And going through school, I never really knew that thing that was going to inspire me and drive me. I wasn't doing a lot of music at the time, and these, you know, the environmental geography classes that I was taking really seemed relevant. I mean, the study is, you know, it's a little more complex than simply global warming. It's more the study of human culture as it's shaped by its environment.
Nice.
Shaping its environment.
I see.
And I guess as far as the way we are treating our planet, we are indeed having adverse effects. Global warming is a very real thing, but we are an incredibly malleable species and a malleable planet, and it's not too late to kind of turn the boat around, for sure.
Very well put. If we have the power to do the damage, we have certainly enough power to do something about it, I'm sure, is what you're...
Absolutely.
What you're trying to say. Okay, back to the music as we wrap things up here with the Adam Ezra Group. It's Adam Ezra on the phone with us, and we just played a couple of tunes from EP Part 1. It's part of a new album project that should be out by the end of 2011, and we are looking forward to hearing that. But let's get back to your roots, speaking of roots, and go back to an album you guys put together, I imagine, mostly on your own, called View from the Root. And in particular, we're going to listen to a track called Katie, one of your more popular tunes, right?
Yeah, that's been a fun track. This album. This album was, the quintessential indie scrape together what you can,
right,
record what you can, chuck it all on a CD kind of a project. It was, you know, and there was some really kind of beautiful magic in that. Actually, we recorded in about five or six different engineers and producers on the project. It took us about a year and a half to make, and very interesting and fun stories as far as us finding creative ways to make it happen, for sure. I'm actually thrilled with how it came out. I love that album. It will always have a very soft spot in my heart.
All right.
Very happy with how it came out.
And here's the track that opens it. It's called Katie from View from the Root. It's the Adam Ezra Group on Music Friday, The Bill Murphy Show. Happy weekend, everybody.
Well, they say I am weak, I am weak, I am told. And I cave into pressure all the time, all the time. But if you are in town and the weather is cold, you can stay in my bed, I don't mind, I don't mind. Demons. find that you can't take another mile. And then you'll turn around and find me with my patient waiting smile.
Adam Ezra Group and Katie from View from the Root. Really, really cool. Stuff out. And we're talking to Adam Ezra on Music Friday. That song is just open for another 15-minute jam. And I'm guessing that that's one of those tunes that you would end up, you know, doing a little improving on stage with.
Oh, for sure.
All right.
I am incredibly fortunate to be playing with an amazing group of musicians. And they do incredible things with these songs on stage, for sure.
We mentioned Turtle earlier, so go ahead and give the rest of your band the props that they deserve and a little bit of history of these guys, because that's some real high-quality playing going on. We've got some serious cats. Who are they?
Well, thank you for saying so, Bill. So Turtle has been with me the longest, about 10 years now. We've been playing together. Buff is playing, him and me, you know. The guy second longest I've been with is actually my second cousin. His name is Josh Gold. He plays keys.
Nice.
He plays these really beautiful vintage organ.
I was just going to say that, man. He digs out all the vintage sounds, and he's not messing with anything that was just, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. He's got the classic sounds in there.
No, he's got that thing going, and it's really cool. See, he's an awesome addition to the group, you know. And on bass, we've got an incredible musician. His name is Robin Vincent Soper. He has been with us for about 4 years now. And also on drums, we're playing with a guy named John Chapman these days, a.k.a. Chaffee.
And assorted other people helping you out with the records, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So it always takes a lot of effort and a lot of extra help from a lot of different people. And you got a great thing going here, Adam Ezra. And I'm sure people are going to be interested now to find out what's going on. Now, just as a representation here, folks, if you're listening, the tracks you heard today, I actually obtained myself right from the Adam Ezra Group website, which we have a link for to you there. You can buy that right there on the spot on their page and import it into your iTunes. I imagine you guys are on iTunes as well at the iTunes store, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's all the usual avenues that you can get your hands on the Adam Ezra Group's music. Be keeping an eye out for the rest of the tunes from that Part 1 EP, and I know I certainly am looking forward to that too. And Adam, I don't know how to thank you enough for coming on last minute and being part of the Bill Murphy Show. We look forward to getting into the Boston area with this program, and you're going to help us do that, and we hope we can turn you on to some new people as well.
For sure, and I have to thank you too so much for supporting independent music, Bill. It's a really exciting time for music, I think. You know, the music industry is changing, and it's folks like you that are making it possible for independent musicians like myself to make some pretty amazing things happen.
Well, while we're patting each other on the back, the music scene couldn't expand without bands like you that are brave enough to keep it doing, keep it going, no matter what the cost or the trouble it takes. So, you know, keep up the great work, buddy, and hopefully we'll be in touch later in the end of the year when that entire album is finished up.
You got it, man.
Adam Ezra Group on Music Friday. Hang on for just a second there, Adam, so we can say goodbye. Meanwhile, all of you, tune in again for another brand new show Monday right here. at BillMurphyShow.com. And live music happening again Wednesday night at Lulu's for some great local original bands. And we'll be back with another edition of Music Friday next Friday right here. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Log on each weekday for another edition of The Bill Murphy Show at BillMurphyShow.com. If you'd like to be a guest, send an email to Murph@BillMurphyShow.com. That's M-U-R-P-H @BillMurphyShow.com. A Murphonics Media Production.